SBS Kickoff.
A new music station celebrating football anthems from around the world.
It's live now
on DAB Radio, the SBS audio app,
online and SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
Seng Lim has been serving up meals in his Chinese restaurant at Head & Greeter for 16 years.
I'm a Malaysian Chinese, so yeah, when I come here, it's 1989. So after I come to here, I decided to stay here because it's the best country in the world. Yeah, you know. So after that, I've been coming here now, live here over 38 years.
He recalls a high-profile visitor stopping by a handful of times in the early 2010s.
My friend brings Pauline Hanson to my shop, and I was surprised. I said, what's going on here? Pauline Hanson is in my shop, you know.
He still remembers her order.
Oh, I have a satay combination and chicken chow mein.
Two signed photographs with the One Nation leader have yet to be put back on the wall after a recent renovation, but they're quick at hand when customers ask to see them, something Seng Lim says happens pretty often.
I think she's very popular now for sure, because everyone keeps asking me all the time, oh, you're Pauline Hanson, when the photo going to get up, put it up.
His restaurant at Head & Greeter is about a kilometre from the boundary with the Hunter electorate, a seat held by Labor since 1910. It's an area dominated by coal mining and electricity generation, with some of the country's best vineyards. Many voters SBS spoke to on the streets of Morisset, a semi-rural suburb close to Lake Macquarie in the electorate's southeast, were supportive of One Nation, but unsure what Pauline Hanson means with her proposal for a monocultural society.
Monocultural depends what she means by that. If she means white Australian, no, I don't agree with that. But if she means that basically we're people who are assimilated and we're Australian people and we respect the Australian flag, yeah.
We're multicultural anyway. We just need to stop the migration, a lot of it, because we need to house our own people first, I believe. But, yeah, my girlfriend's from East Timor, so, yeah, I'm happy for all if they're prepared to come here and work hard. And that's what Pauline says.
Since announcing her vision for a monocultural Australia at the National Press Club last month, the One Nation leader more recently sought to clarify her comments in the Senate.
In the past week, the far left have naturally taken my comments into the realm of utter fantasy. I was going to ban foreign food, and the Socceroos wouldn't have beaten Turkey under my policy. What rubbish, predictable and pathetic. The Socceroos, in fact, represent my vision of a monocultural Australia. People from different backgrounds and cultures and nations, all wearing green and gold and representing one nation under one flag and succeeding under the same set of rules. Australian monoculture is not exclusive. It is welcoming. It's an umbrella which covers all manner of difference. It's not a dirty word.
But Emeritus Professor of Sociology at the University of Technology, Sydney, Andrew Jakubowicz, says her description of monoculturalism more closely resembles multiculturalism.
The monoculture that she's referring to is the capacity of people from different backgrounds to work together to solve a common project. That's actually multiculturalism. It's not monoculturalism, right? Monoculturalism is what we've got in North Korea. Monoculturalism was where you have a single head of state or head of, I wouldn't call it government, head of the country dictating how people should behave and act. That's what monoculture is. Multiculturalism is the capacity of people to work together across differences, to recognise their complementary strengths and move forward. And I think that's really what Australians want to see.
Deep in Hunter mining country in Singleton, there are mixed views on One Nation.
I've followed Pauline since she kicked off years ago, so, yeah, I've always been a supporter of her.
I don't support One Nation. I feel like they're a really dangerous party.
I don't support anybody at the moment. I quite think they're all just the opposite side of a different coin. But I do agree with some of the things that they're going on about, but that's the same with the Greens, same with Labor, same with, you know, they will have things that I agree with and they will have things that I very much disagree with.
I don't think they'd be capable of doing the job. The country's in a bad way and I think all the policies that she's talking about ain't going to happen.
We've had Liberal and Labor as major parties for a long time, so people are looking for a change. Whether I back One Nation? Don't think so.
At the most recent election, One Nation's Stuart Bond secured 41% of the two-party preferred vote, compared to Labor's Dan Repicoli on 59%. Mr. Bonds also ran for One Nation in 2019 and secured more than a fifth of the primary vote, a similar turnout to the National Party. Director of Research and Policy at Redbridge Group, Simon Welsh, has been looking at what's prompted One Nation's recent surge in the polls. He says it's being driven by a deep sense of disenchantment with the political system and the two major parties, as well as a decline in living standards and rising cost of living.
It's not about a lurch to the right. It's not that people have suddenly become more right-wing. It's not about even particular policies of One Nation. Like we see in our polling, a lot of One Nation supporters think immigration is a good thing for Australia. It is really just about this fundamental sort of disconnect between what's happened in their lives, the loss of material standards, and a political sort of major party system that they see as not serving those needs. And One Nation has become the vehicle for that, and Pauline in particular has become the vehicle for that as kind of this sort of symbol of the outsider.
He says in Hunter, the demographics are favourable for One Nation, at least on paper.
Hunter is one that One Nation should win. So when you look at sort of the demography of the seat, it's got that sort of that blend of reaches into sort of a regional area. It's got that outer suburban fringe. Everything about it screams One Nation. They've done very well there in the past, all of that. And you know, when we look at our modelling, it is a seat that on paper you would say, yeah, One Nation, we'll take this seat.
But he warns the local candidate effect in Hunter is powerful.
You've got Dan Repicoli there. I think he brings a certain value over and above, you know, sort of the Labor brand. Will that be enough? I don't know. I think, you know, that's going to be a really fascinating thing to watch.
With an election not due until 2028 and rising voter frustration, Hunter may prove to be a bellwether seat. In the Hunter electorate, Karen Thomas, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.